早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Today I want to share with you the 23rd Psalm.
今天我跟大家要分享诗篇第二十三篇。
You might think we are in familiar territory, right?
你肯定已经在想，我是在一个熟悉的地方了。
But let's turn to 23rd Psalm.
让我们来翻到诗篇二十三篇。
Let me read to you, and our brother will lead you in Chinese.
我们的弟兄先读，然后有翻译。
The 23rd Psalm.
诗篇二十三篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Amen.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头。
Amen.
使我的福杯满溢。
Amen.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
嗯、
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Another verse in the New Testament.The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 11.
还有一处的章节是在新约约翰福音十章十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
十章十一节。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Okay, verse 26 to 29.
二十六到二十九节。
But ye believe not, because you are not my sheep, as I said unto you.My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
十章二十六节，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。谁也不能把从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大。谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
Another verse in Hebrew chapter 13 verse 20.
还有一处是在希伯来书十三章二十节。
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep.Through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
十三章二十节。但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血，使群羊的大牧人，我们主耶稣基督从死里复活的神。
Here we not only see that our God is the good shepherd, He is also the great shepherd.
在这里我们看到，不光他是好牧人，他而且是大牧人。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
然后是彼得前书五章四节。
And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
He is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
他是大牧人。
He is also the chief shepherd.
他也是牧长。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your words once again, we humble ourselves down.
主啊，我们今天再一次来到你的面前，就自己谦卑自己。
Oh, we need your speaking day by day.
因为每一天我们都需要你向我们来说话。
We need your speaking this morning.
今天早上需要你向我们
讲话。Grant us the spirit of revelation.
给我们一个启示的灵。
That we can see you in your word once again.
让我们再一次在你的话中得见。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last time when I was here, I shared with you the two persons in the book of Judges that God used.
在上一次我跟大家来 讲的时候提到在士师记里面有两个被神所用的人。
One is Jephthah, one is Samson.
一个是耶弗他，一个是三孙。
Jephthah doesn't have a good environment.
耶弗他他成长的环境不是很好。
He came from a, he was born of a strange woman.
他是从一个一个妓女而生。
Yeah, he was rejected by his brethren.
他是被他的弟兄所拒绝的。
And he lived among people who are vain people or not so good.
他所住的那人群也不是好的人。
Yet he chose to follow the Lord.
但是他却选择来跟随主。
And which ended in victory.
而且他的结束是在得胜。
On the other hand, we see Samson.
在另外一方面我们看到
He was born in a good, a godly family.
他是从一个属神的家庭出生
的。God chose him that he will be a Nazarite.
神拣选他，他要成为拿细尔人。
No razor shall touch his head.
他的不能手不能碰不洁净的东西。
He cannot even drink any strong drink.
他也不能来喝那些烈酒。
And so it's a very good environment.
这是一个很好的环境。
And people around him, welcome him as their hero.
而且他周围的人也欢迎他，因为他是英雄。
Yet he chose the satisfaction of the flesh.More than the calling of God.
但是他选择肉体的满足却超过神的呼召。
In other words, he belittled God's calling.
或者说他违背了神的这个呼召。
And therefore, the ending is tragedy.
所以他的结束是一个悲剧。
Today, brothers and sisters, we can see what is the outcome of our life depends upon what we choose in life.
弟兄姐妹们，今天要看我们的结局，就看我们的拣选是什么。
On the one hand, God already has chosen, has offered to us great things.
在一方面，神已经拣选，已经给我们预备了伟大的事情。
He offered us himself.
他把他自己来给我们。
The thing is, are we going to choose him?
但问题是我们是不是来拣选他。
If we choose him, we end in victory.
如果我们拣选他，结局一定是得胜。
To such an extent, Jephthah's daughter, look up to his father as her model.
所以耶弗他的女儿看到他的父亲，就知道他是榜样。
As his father is so committed, she also is so committed.
就像他的父亲这么样来献身，他自己也是这样献
身。Therefore, she became a model among all the virgins in Israel.
所以耶弗他的女儿在以色列所有的处女之中成为榜样。
What is our choice, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，我们的选择是什么
？Today, are we going to choose the Lord?
今天我们是来选择主吗
？Now, today I want to share with you who is this Lord that we are choosing.
今天我要跟大家分享的就是我们所拣选的这个主是谁
？Who is this Lord that Jephthah chose to follow?
这个耶弗他所拣选来跟随的是谁
？Who is this Lord that David followed all the rest of his life？
还有这个大卫他一生一世跟随的这个主是谁
？The 23rd Psalm revealed to us who is this Lord？
诗篇23篇就告诉我们这位主是谁
？The first thing that enters into your mind when I say we are going to talk about Psalm 23, they say, "Oh, I know about it already."
也许在我们心目里面，一讲到诗篇23篇。第一个反应是我已经知道了。
Oh, I have been memorizing these verses since I was a young boy.
我从一个孩子开始就能够背这些章节。
I even talk about it and preach the gospel through this psalm.
甚至我有机会传福音的时候用了这一个诗篇。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
但是我告诉你们弟兄姐妹。
Based on my experience, every time I come to the Word of God.
根据我的经验，每一次到神的话语面
前。There's always something new that comes out of it.
每一次都有新的东西。
There's always a new revelation concerning himself.
每一次都是关乎他有新的启示。
Maybe it's a reminder.
也许这是一个提醒。
Yet it's always fresh.
但每一次都是新鲜的。
Today we need to come and read the word of God.
今天我们需要来读神的话。
Now one time one of the biblical scholars said.
有一次一个圣经的学者这么讲。
So the word of God is so deep that even scholars can swim on it without even touching the bottom.
这个圣经是这么的深，不管你怎么样的学者，你可以在这个水里面深的水里面游，却碰不到底。
We can never be a master of the word of God.
我们没有一个人能成为完全掌控了神
的话。We are always the student of God's word.
我们从来都只是在话里面
来当学生。On the other hand, it is shallow enough for a child to drink from it and be satisfied.
但另外一方面，这个水又浅到一个地步，让一个孩子都能从里面喝来解渴。
So when we come to the 23rd Psalm, I hope we have an open heart to the Lord.
所以今天我们再来读诗篇23篇，愿意我们有一个打开的心。
You know, the book of Psalm is the official prayer book at the time of King Solomon.
知道吗？在所罗门王的时候，诗篇23篇是以色列人他们那个固定的祷告。
Yeah, every time they went to the temple, they used the book of Psalm for their prayers.
每一次他们到了圣殿，就用诗篇23篇来祷告。
So the very word that we utter this morning from the 23rd Psalm are the same word that they use in the, at the temple.
所以今天我们所读的诗篇二十三篇就是当时那些以色列人在圣殿里面的祷告。
That's why whenever we read the book of Psalms, we feel there is a connection with us and the Jewish believers.
所以每一次读到诗篇二十三篇，不知道为什么，我们心里面总觉得跟以色列这些信神的人有一个连接。
We feel that we are brothers.
我们觉得我们像弟兄一样。
But how so?
为什么是这样呢
？Because the God which they worship and revered,
因为神是他们所敬畏的
，is the same Lord that we love and adore today.
也是我们今天所爱戴的。
The Jehovah, the Adonai, in the Old Testament,
就是耶和华 Adonai 在旧约的时候
，is the Jesus in the New Testament,
就是在新约的耶稣。
Is that wonderful?
是不是多么的奇妙
？That's why Paul said there is no Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
所以保罗说，没有希腊人，没有以色列人，没有自主的，没有为奴的，我们在主里面都是一。
When we talk about culture, it divides us.
我们讲到文化的话，文化就来分隔人。
We talk about our languages, it causes some separation.
如果我们讲到语言，语言也是让人分隔的。
But when we talk about the Lord Jesus,
但我们提到主耶稣的话
，it made us one.
这使我们合一。
Because we worship and love the same Lord and the one who is sitting above the throne.
我们所敬拜、所爱戴的就是这位就是这一位坐在宝座上的主。
Secondly,
第二
，You know the 23rd Psalm is positioned in a very unique way in the book of Psalm.
还有就是诗篇二十三篇在所有的诗篇里面，它的位置非常的有趣。
It is placed between the 22nd Psalm and the 24th Psalm.
因为它是被摆在诗篇二十二篇跟二十四篇之间。
Then you say what's the matter? What's a big deal about that?
然后你就问那又怎么样呢
？Well, let me tell you, the 22nd Psalm is the Psalm of the Savior.
那我告诉大家，诗篇二十二篇是讲到救主的诗篇。
The first verse says, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
所以它的第一节这么讲，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？This is the same word that God, that our Lord Jesus uttered when he was on the cross.
这是主耶稣在十字架上所讲过的同一句话。
And it says here in verse 14, "I'm poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint."
在这里十四节讲到，我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节。
So my verse 18, "And they part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture."
第十八节，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣拈阄。
Verse 16, "They pierced my hands and my feet."
Verse 16. 第十六节，他说他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
When did King David experience such kind of a suffering?
当大卫王他曾经经历过这样的痛苦的时候。
When did he suffer that his hands and his feet are pierced?
他曾经受过这样的苦，就是他的手脚被扎过。
When was he nailed on the cross that all his bones are out of joint?
当主耶稣在十字架的时候，他的骨节都脱开了。
Yes, King David, when he wrote the 22nd Psalm, he is enduring some suffering.
当大卫写这首诗的时候，没错，他是有经历受苦。
Yet all of this, what King David is talking about in the 22nd Psalm, is really a prophecy of the Lord's suffering on the cross for our sins and yours.
但是他在诗篇二十二篇所写的是一个先知所讲的预言，是讲到主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪受的苦。
He was made sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness in Christ Jesus.
他为我们成了罪的形状被审判，让我们在主里可以有称义。
Therefore, the 22nd Psalm is the song of the Savior.
所以第二十二篇讲的是救主的诗篇。
It is a thing of the past.
这是讲到过去。
God already accomplished redemption for us.
神已经为我们成就了他的救赎。
Now we come to the 24th Psalm.
然后我们再来看二十四篇。
It is the song of the sovereign.
这个是掌权的主。
He says, "Who lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in."
因为这里讲众城门呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户你们要被举起，那荣耀的王将要进来。
Verse 10, Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts.He is the King of Glory.
第十节，荣耀的王是谁呢？万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
This is something talk about a prophecy of the Lord's coming back.
这个是预言当主再来的时候。
Psalm 22nd is the thing of the past.
诗篇二十二篇讲到过去。
Because he already accomplished redemption.
因为他已经成就了救赎。
Psalm 24 is the thing of the future.
诗篇二十四篇是讲到将来。
These are our very hope that the Lord Jesus will come back again.
这是我们荣耀的盼望，因为主耶稣还要再来。
But Psalm 23 is for us today.
但是诗篇二十三篇是今天为着我们。
It is the song of the shepherd.
是一个牧者的诗篇。
Well, you say, what is the good when it is the past already?
那如果他很好，但他只是过去的，有什么好处呢？
What good when he's? I'm hoping only he will be coming back.
那他只是将来的，对我又有什么好处呢？
I'm going through trials today.
因为今天我经历了磨难。
Thank God we have the song of the shepherd.
但是感谢神，今天我们有一首牧者的
诗篇。Yeah, he is the one who will take care of all our needs.
因为他要照顾我们一切的需要。
Now let's start.
让我们现在开始。
It says here in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd.
在第一节讲到耶和华是我的牧者。
You know, this is is the key verse to the whole chapter of Psalm 23.
这一节就是整个诗篇它的关键。
That's why today I just want to share the verse 1.
所以今天我只跟大家讲第一节。
You say, the Lord is my shepherd.
就是耶和华是我的牧者。
When you talk about the, it means to say he is the one and only.
当英文里面有这，当讲到这的时候，就讲到只有他是唯一。
In David's mind and heart, the Lord is the only one.
在大卫的心思里面，主是唯一的。
Is he's the Lord?
只有他，他是这位主。
But a lot of times we have a problem with our relationship with God because the Lord is not the Lord, but a Lord.
今天我们跟主的关系有问题，是因为他不是那唯一的主，他是很多主里面其中的一位而已。
In other words, in our hearts there are a lot of lords.
或者说，在我们心里面有很多其他的主。
We don't deny the fact the Lord is Lord.
我们确实可以承认，我们不否认主是我的主。
But in our heart, He is not the only.
但是在我们的心里，他不是唯一的主。
He's one only, one of them.
他只是许多主里面的一位。
Maybe it's our flesh.
或者是我们的肉体。
Maybe it's the desire of our heart.
或者是我们心里的那些私欲。
You know what is the reason why Samson fall?
为什么三孙他最后失败？
Because his Lord is himself.
因为他的主是他自己。
You know, when he was choosing his wife,
当他来选他妻子的时候，
he chose one of the Palestinian women.
他选的是那些
Philistine woman.
是腓力士人。
And his mother, parents said, no, you shouldn't take that.
所以他的父母说，你不能娶这样的人为妻。
You know what Samson said?
三孙怎么讲？
Get them for me, for it pleased me.
就娶她来，因为我喜爱她。
Sometimes we said Samson is really a terrible person.
有的时候我们觉得三孙这个人很可恶，很可怕。
The Lord chose him to be a Nazarite.
神选他来做拿细耳人。
To deliver the children of Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
是要选他把以色列人从非利士人手中拯救出来。
Yet he rejected the Lord and he made himself as the Lord of his life.
但是他却拒绝了神，让他自己来做主。
But are we the same like him?
我们是不是跟他一样？
Many times we just, you know, put the Lord aside and set ourselves as our priority.
很多时候我们把主摆在一边，然后让自己的成为主权，我的事情优先。
Maybe it's our children.
也许我们的孩子。
A lot of times we ask them, how come you didn't come to the meeting?
有的时候我们问孩子，为什么你不来聚会？
No, the parents.We ask the parents.
有的时候我们问父母，为什么你不来聚会？
Oh, because my children wants me to bring them out to have fun.
因为我的孩子让我带他出去游玩。
Oh, that's why I didn't come to the meeting.
所以我没有来。
So it seems to say what the children said is and what the Lord said is not.
或者孩子讲的是对的，但神讲的。
And there are maybe it's our job.
也许是我们的工作。
Our job dictates us where we need to go. What should we do?
我的工作来决定我该去哪里，我该做什么。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们，
in David's heart and mind, the Lord is the Lord only, the one and only.
在大卫的心里面，主是唯一的主，只有他是主。
You want the Lord to be your shepherd?
你愿意主做你的牧者吗？
He should be the one and only.
那他就要是这一位主。
Secondly, he is Lord of all.
第二，他是万有的主。
When he said Lord, it means he is the sovereign one.
如果提到主这个词，那他就是在一切上面掌权的。
He is the one who what created the heaven and the earth.
他是那个创造万有、创造天地的
主。He is the one who put the stars in the heavens.
他是那把星宿摆设在天上。
He is the one who caused the dry land to appear.
是他让这个干地露出来的。
More than that, he is the one in charge of each and every one of us.
而且超过这一切，他是我们每一个人里面的主。
He is the one who gives life to every living being on this earth today.
他是在这地上所有生命的主。是他赐的生命。
He's the one in control or in charge.
他是在所有一切上来做主掌权的。
But the thing is, we would try to say, how come if the Lord is in charge, how come the world is so much in a mess?
那我们就要问，如果主掌权，为什么还有这么多的混乱？
There's so much sinfulness around us.
有这么多的罪恶在我们周围。
But let me tell you,
但让我告诉你，
the Lord is the sovereign one.
神他还是掌权的。
If you look through history,
如果你从历史上来看，
Everything that had happened,
每一件发生的事，
the sinfulness of men,
每一个人里面的罪恶，
already been prophesied, have been revealed to us in the Bible.
已经在圣经里面被预言过了。
To me, the Lord is just like the great script writer of a movie.
就像神就是那个总的编剧。
He's the one who directed and produced all this movie.
而且他也是导演，每一个出来的影片都是他在背后。
Every scene is according to his plan.
每一件事都有他的计划在里面。
When it happened, how will it happen? Who is the one involved? It's all together in his plan.
什么时候发生，怎么发生，里面的人物是什么，都已经在神的计划里面。
Look at the emergence of the nation of Israel.
我们看到以色列这个民族的出生。
Firstly, it was dispersed.Dispersed because of their sinfulness.
因着他们的罪恶，他们被赶散。
Well, it is already recorded in the Bible that it's going to happen.
在圣经里面早就提到以色列人要被散在万国之中。
And people, even historians, never believe that the nation of Israel will become a nation again.
甚至他们自己都不相信他们还可以再重新成为一个民族。
According to historians, if a nation ceases to exist and will not be recovered for 50 years, it will never rise up a nation again.
从历史上来看，如果一个民族被这样的打散，50年之后就不可能再重新汇聚起来。
The nation of Israel was dispersed, ceased to become a nation more than 2,000 years.
但是以色列民族被驱散已经有超过2000年。
But God said it will come out again.
但是神说他们还要被聚集起来。
It did come out again.
而且他们确实现在已经被聚集起来。
You know, I feel like the nation of Israel becoming a nation has very close relationship, especially with the country of Philippines.
有的时候我感觉以色列他们在这样聚集成为一个民族，就像菲律宾。
No, it's very close to my heart.
对我的心里面是很亲近的。
Because you know, during that time, the United Nations is voting whether the nation of Israel will become a nation.
当时以色列联合国投票的时候，就来决定会不会成立以色列国。
And they came to a deadlock.
他们就在那里就彼此就在这里。锁住了。
And in other words, it's a tie.
或者在那里他们不能再进展了。
Then there came our Secretary of State from the Philippines, Carlos P. Romulo.
然后就有一个人是从菲律宾来的 ,Carlos
P. Romulo.
P. Romulo.
He made the last vote.
他最后投了一票。
Then he's for Israel.
他是为了以色列建国投票。
Then the nation became Israel.
这个时候以色列这个国家就建立了。
That's why I feel we have a lot of connection going on.
所以我觉得我跟以色列民族很有关系。
But let me tell you, is it because of that he put on that vote that the nation of Israel became the nation of Israel? No, it's not.
那是不是因为这个人物投了这一票，以色列这个国家才成为国家呢？
Is he really the deciding factor?
是不是这个人是决定性的
no,
这个因素呢？
God is the deciding factor.
神是决定因素。
Because he said it will happen, it will happen.
因为神说过要这样成，那就这样成。
No, I don't have time to talk about that, but it's, even in the Bible revealed to us, it will be 1948.
我不需要再去细节，但如果你查的话，圣经讲到是1948。
Brother and sister, he's the one in control, he's the one in charge.
弟兄姐妹们，神就是在一切上面来掌管的。
Even the 9/11 attack.
就算是911的这个事件
how this country will respond
这个国家怎么样反应呢
It's all together in the Bible
在圣经里面已经提到了
Yeah, I don't have time to go through this
我也没有时间跟大家来讲
But thank God, I will say He is the Lord of all
但是我感谢神可以讲他是万有的主
The one who King David is following after
就是大卫王所跟随的主
He is the one and only
他是那唯一的主
He is the sovereign one
他也是那掌权的主
But the thing is, the Lord is
但是而且神他是
He is
他今天就是
When we talk about is it means to say he is available
如果讲到是的话就说他现在就对我们已经有预备
The Bible didn't say the Lord was my shepherd or the Lord will be my shepherd the Lord said the Lord is my shepherd
因为大卫他不是说他曾经是我的主他将来是我的主是他现在就是我的主
You know, one time I went to the hospital
有一次我去到一个医院
and they gave me a check
他们给我一个检查。
And he said tomorrow morning the main doctor will come and check you.
他说明天那个主治医生才会来。
So the whole morning we waited, the doctor never came.
然后我们整个早晨在那里等，医生都没有来。
Then we asked the nurse where is the doctor.
然后我们就问这个护士医生在哪里。
Oh sorry, he is on a vacation leave.
然后他们就说对不起，这个医生呢他去旅游了。
And I said then who is the doctor will come and look at me.
然后我就说谁将来给我做这个检查呢
？Then he said oh the assistant doctor will come.
他们就说那个助理的医生。
So we wait until the afternoon.
然后我们下午又去。
Then I said where's the doctor?
就问医生会是谁
？Oh he called in sick.
那个助理医生他打电话因为他病了。
Oh Lord.
主啊。
Yeah he is he was the doctor. He will be the doctor.
这个医生他曾经是医生，他将来也会是医生。
But I need him is to be the doctor to me.
但是我现在就需要他是我的医生。
Thank God.
感谢神。
The Lord never take sick leave.
神他从来没有病假。
The our Lord never take vacation leave.
我们的神也不去因为旅游来休假。
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
因为耶和华是我的牧人。
Today you need him, he is there.
如果今天你需要他，他就在那里。
You are in the mountain, he is on the mountain.
如果你在山上，他也在山上。
You are on the valley, he is on the valley.
你在山谷，他也在山谷。
You are going through trials, he is the Lord, he is your shepherd.
你经过这个患难，他也在这个患难，他是你的牧者。
Sometimes we try to run away from him.
有的时候我们要从他面前逃离。
I was telling one of the high schoolers.
有一次我告诉一个高中生。
I said, you are trying to run away from me.
我就问他，你是不是要从我的脸前要逃走
？Because they feel like, oh, Brother Lawrence is a very strict person, you know.
因为他们总觉得 Lawrence 弟兄是一个非常严厉的人。
Be careful, middle school, you will come to me.
所以初中生，你们小心，你们升级之后就到我的班上。
Oh, some of them doesn't want to join the group.
有的人就不愿意参加这个团体。
And I told them, you know, brother, you're not running away from me.
然后我就告诉他，小弟兄，你不可能从我面前逃走。
You're running away from God.
因为你不可能从神面前逃走。
You know, one time you just realize the Lord is behind you.
有的时候你一定要知道主就在你后面。
Then afterwards you imagine the Lord is before you.
你要知道神也在你的前面。
The Lord is within you.
神在你的里面。
We never can run away from God.
我们不可能从神面前
逃离。Because the Lord is our shepherd, we are in the palm of his hand.
因为他是我们的牧者，我们在他的手掌之中。
Jonah, the prophet, tried to run away from God.
这个约拿先知他要从神面前逃走。
He thought that he go to the opposite direction, then it's over.
然后他就觉得从神让他去的方向反方向走了的话，他就跟这件事情没关
系。It will never be over.
但弟兄姐妹们，这件事还没完。
What God planned, it will be fulfilled.
如果神已经计划了，这个计划一定要完成。
When God chose you, you will be the chosen one.
如果神已经拣选你了，你就是被拣选。
The only thing is we just delayed the happening.
我们只是把这件事拖延而已。
Thank God, the Lord is my shepherd.
感谢神，耶和华是我的牧者。
He is available.
他是永远在那里。
And not only that, the Lord is my shepherd.
不光是这样，他是我的牧者。
When we talk about my, it means to say it is something personal.
当我们提到我的，这就讲到一个非常亲密的个人关系。
It is a personal relationship.
这是一个个人的关系。
You know, sometimes we think the Lord is so great.
我们总想到神这么伟大。
He will be so busy with other great things to accomplish.
他有这么多大事他要去管。
He is busy to put this corrupt world into an end.
他要把这个这么败坏的世界要结束掉。
He is busy to bring in the new heaven and new earth.
他要把新天新地要带进来。
He is so busy to bring in the new Jerusalem.
他是这么的忙碌要把新耶路撒冷带下来。
He is so busy preparing the church to be the bride.
他要在这么的忙碌要把教会要建造成一个新妇。
If he is that busy, will he have time even to be concerned with such an insignificant person such as me?
他如果这么忙碌，他难道还有心思来顾念我这么一个微小的人吗
？Yes, he is concerned about you.
没错，他心里面关心着你。
Yes, he is busy to accomplish his eternal purpose.
没错，他是在忙碌来完成他永远的旨意。
But he will never be too busy to take care of you.
但是他从来不会忙碌到一个地步，他不能来管你。
Because he is my shepherd.
因为他是我的牧者。
Every time I think about talk about he, the Lord is my shepherd, I think about Zacchaeus.
每一次我提看到他是我的牧者，就想到撒该。
You know, Zacchaeus is such an evil man. He is a tax collector.
撒该是一个很邪恶的人，他是一个税吏。
Because he always collect tax from his people in order to give it to the Roman government.
他总是从他自己的这个子民里面收取了税，再归给罗马的这个帝国。
So the people treat him like a traitor.
所以他的同胞觉得他是一个汉奸。
They don't want to have anything to do with him.
他们不想跟这人有任何关系。
But the thing is that day, you know, he heard that the Lord Jesus is coming to town.
但那一天他听到说主耶稣要到他所在的地方。
And he had decided just to see who is this Jesus.
然后他就愿意来看谁是这个耶稣。
But the thing is he's so small in stature.
但是他是这么矮小。
He had no way to see Jesus.
他看不到主耶稣。
To make the story short, you all know he climbed that sycamore tree.
那我们都知道他就爬上那棵桑树。
And the thing is when Jesus went into town, that's the first person he saw and said, Zacchaeus, come down, make haste. Today I'm going to your house.
当主耶稣来到这个村子里的时候，他第一个看到的人其实是撒该，所以他说：“撒该，你下来，今晚我要住在你家里。”
Do you know what kind of emotions going through Zacchaeus?
你知道那个撒该当时的心情会是如何
？He feel rejected,
因为他被人拒绝。
He's unwanted person,
没有人想要他。
Yet this Jesus, the Messiah,
但是这个耶稣，这个弥赛亚
say, "Come, make haste." Today I want to go to your house.
他说你下来，我今晚就要住在，必要住在你家中。
How do you feel about that?
你心里会怎么感觉？
It's like when you go to visit the White House.
就像你去参观白宫的话。
There's so many people around there.
在那里有很多人。
And the president is giving a speech.
但是给我们来演讲的。
Then he said, Brother Haiping, please come up.
然后这个人就指着说，劳伦斯弟兄，你上来。
I'm going to dine with you in your house.
我今天要到你的家里，跟你一起来吃晚餐。
Don't you feel something? You feel this really something special?
你心里会不会觉得这件事很特别
？Brothers and sisters, the Lord is my shepherd.
弟兄姐妹们，耶和华是我的牧者。
Yes, He is the sovereign one.
没错，他是掌权的那一位。
Yes, He is the one and only.
他是那唯一的一位。
Yes, He is available.
他也是那为我们一直有预备的。
Yet the thing is, He is also my shepherd.
还有，他是我的牧者。
He is the one available.
他是一直在那里。
And He is my shepherd, my personal Lord.
他是我的牧者，是我个人的救主。
Now He is also shepherd.
而且他是牧者。
You know, when we talk about the Lord, we talk about His deity.
如果我们提到主，总想到他的神性。
When we talk about shepherd, we talk about His humanity.
但是我们提到牧者，是讲到他的人性。
When we talk about Lord, He is the sovereign one.
我们提到神，提到他是那位掌权的主。
When we talk about
有主权的。
When we talk about the shepherd, He is the one who cares and sympathizes.
我们提到牧者，他是那个心里面有同情，心里面有怜悯的。
When we talk about the Lord, we talk about He is able.
我们提到神的话，是讲到他有能力。
When we talk about the shepherd, He is able, ability, He is available.
那我们提到牧者，就是他一直在那里，可以为我们。
Yes, the shepherd which David is following after is available.
没错，这个大卫所跟随的牧者是一直在那里为着他。
Let me talk more about this shepherd.
我们再来讲一下这个有关牧者。
Concerning the shepherd, he is the good shepherd.
来提到牧者，他是一个好牧人。
John chapter 10 verse 11, he is the good shepherd. He gave up his life for the sheep.
在约翰福音十章十一节那里讲到，好牧人是为羊舍命。
In other words, he threw the on the cross, he paid for the penalty of sin.
或者说在十字架上，他为着罪来付了这个代价。
Week after week, we come here to remember the Lord about His love for us. We remember Him as the good shepherd.
每一周又一周，我们来到这里来纪念他，在饼杯里面，我们来纪念他是我们的好牧人。
Because He gave His life for the sheep.
因为他为羊舍命。
His hands was pierced.
他的手被刺。
He wear the crown of thorns.
他戴着荆棘的冠冕。
Oh, it's altogether done for you and for me.
他所有的这一切是为你也为我。
He died that you might live.
他死，我们才可以活。
That's why on that cross.
所以在十字架上。
The Father turned away from His Son.
父神转面不看他的儿子。
Because the sin of the world was laid upon Him.
因为所有世上的罪都堆在他的儿子身上。
Yes, He is that good shepherd.
他就是那个好牧人。
He laid his life for the sheep.
他为羊舍命。
But aside from that,
但除了这个之外，
he is also the great shepherd.
他也是那大牧人。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 13, he is that great shepherd.
在希伯来书十三章讲到，他是那大牧人。
Why is he the great shepherd?
他为什么是大牧人？
Because he resurrected from the dead.
因为他是从死里复活的。
What good is a shepherd to you when a shepherd is dead?
如果这个牧者他是已经死了的话，对我们有什么益处？
Yes, he paid for the penalty of sin.
没错，他为我付了罪的这个工价。
But what will happen to me afterwards?
但这个之后我又怎么办呢？
What will be my future?
我的将来是如何呢？
Thank God.
感谢神。
He's not only the good shepherd.
他不光是好牧人。
He's also the great shepherd.
他也是大牧人。
He resurrected from the dead.
他是从死里面复活的。
Because he lives, we have no fear.
因为他活着，所以我们没有惧怕。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因为他活着，我们可以面对明天。
You know, last week I was sharing with a high schooler.
上一周我跟高中生来交通。
We talk about 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们就来读彼得前书第一章。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 6, talk about what God has prepared for us.
在彼得前书第一章第一节就讲到他神为我们所预备的。
He's the person who what selected us.
他是那个拣选我们的。
And in this selection, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are involved with this selection.
在这个拣选里面，父神、子神、灵神都在里面一起。
The Father selected us.
不光父亲来拣选我们。
The Spirit sanctified us.
而且圣灵让我们来称义。
And the Son, His blood cleanses us from all sin.
而且他的血来洁净我们。
And not only that, we are begotten of Him.
不光我们是他所爱的。
In other words, our relationship with Him is a life relationship.
而且我们与他的这个关系是一个永远的关系。
In other words, not only we had a position before God.
不光我们在神面前有这样一个地位。
We are also being children of God.
我们就是他的儿女。
And not only that, He gave us a lively hope.
不光他给我们一个活泼的盼望
，and he also gave us an inheritance，
而且他给我们有产业
，that one day we will go into glory，
有一天我们要进到荣耀里面
，but all this，
但所有这一切
will never become real to us unless he raised from the dead。
如果他不从死里复活，没一样是真实的。
Thank God he rose from the dead。
但是感谢神，他从死里复活。
That's why year after year we go through this Easter celebration。
所以每一年我们都有复活节来庆贺。
Well, Easter is not just buying new clothes。
复活节不是说只是买一件新衣服。
It's not only just eating good food。
或者来吃一些好的食物。
Well, all this can is only you know optional。
这些都只是其他。可有可无的。
But the only thing we need to remember, he rose from the dead.
但我们需要记得的是，他从死里复活了。
Because he lived, we can face tomorrow.
因为他活着，我们可以面对明天。
Today, thank God, he rose from the dead.
今天感谢神，他已经从死里复活。
One time, there's a Jewish girl who was got hold of the New Testament.
曾经有一个犹太人的小女孩。他是
he get hold of the New Testament.
哦，他得着了一本圣经。
Because at that time they are
新约
they are conservative Jewish people. They are not allowed to read the New Testament.
因为那时候那些传统的犹太人是不准来读新约的。
Because they don't believe that the Lord is the Messiah.
因为他们不相信我们的主是弥赛亚。
But I don't know in such an is it accident? Is it coincidence? He got a copy of the New Testament.
但不管是碰巧也好，怎么也好，他手里就拿着一本新约的圣经。
And he started to read the New Testament.
然后他就开始来读新约。
And he found out the Lord is so good.
他就发现我们的主真是好。
He died on the cross, paid the penalty of our sin.
他在十字架上为我们的罪付了工
价。Then he started to weep.
然后他就开始哭。
Then he said, "What is my future right now? This Lord died on the cross."
然后他就说，这个主他死在十字架上，那我的未来怎么办呢？
Then he called back to the Bible broadcast.
然后他就打电话到一个基督徒的一个电台。
Then what hope have I here?
今天那个题目，我的盼望是什么？
Oh, and he keep on crying.
然后他一直在那哭。
Then the pastor told him.
然后这个牧者就告诉他，
just
牧师就告诉他，
just continue on to read.
你接着读。
Don't stop right there.
别就停在那里。
After 2 weeks, this lady called again.
然后过了两周，这个女孩又打电话。
He said she received the Lord Jesus Christ to be her savior.
她就说我接受主耶稣做我的救主。
Because she found out the Lord not only died, he rose from the dead.
因为她读到，她发现主耶稣不光死了，而且他从死里复活。
He is alive forevermore.
而且他是活到永永远远。
Hallelujah! He's not only the good shepherd.
哈利路亚，他不光是好牧人。
He's not only the great shepherd.
他不光是大牧人。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4, he is the chief shepherd.
而且在彼得前书第五章第四节，他是牧长。
Why? He is the chief shepherd because he is coming back again.
他是牧长，因为他还要再来。
Yo, praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
Our God is coming back again.
我们的神他还要再来。
You know, sometimes we feel like the Lord has given us so much blessing.
有的时候我们觉得神给我们太多祝福。
I shall not want.
我已经没有缺乏了。
But let me tell you,
但让我告诉你
if the Lord doesn't come back,
如果神主他不再回来的话
then in us there's still a sense of emptiness.
在我们的心里面还是有一个空处。
Let me read to you a hymn wrote by Brother Watchman.
我跟大家来读一下尼弟兄所写过的一个诗歌。
Hymn 156.
是诗歌的156首。
Verse 3.
第三节。
It says, though even now I know thy loving presence, yet in my heart there's still a sense of lack.
虽我在地也能享受你同在，但我深处依然有个缺憾。
Enlightening and tender sustaining can no more satisfy, I want thee back.
虽然有你光照，也有你抚爱，但是我还是要你回来。
Despise thy peace within, I still feel lonely.
平安里面我却仍感觉孤单。
Despite thy joy, there still remains a sigh.
喜乐时候我仍不免有余叹。
When I feel most content, the silent yearning to see thee face to face become an uttered cry.
最是足意中间也有不足意，就是我还不能当面看见你。
Today, brothers and sisters, we might enjoy all the blessing God has given us.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是可以享受神为我们一切的
预备跟祝福。We might enjoy the peace when we are in trouble.
当我们在困难里面还可以享受平安。
We might enjoy God gave us the joy when we are in sorrow.
当我们在悲伤里面，神还给我们喜乐。
All the things we need, the Lord can supply us.
每一件我们所需要的，神都已经有预备。
But if He doesn't come back, what are we today?
但是如果他不回来，我们今天又怎么样？
This is just like a bride.
就像一个新妇。
The bridegroom gave him everything she wants, everything she needs.
这个新郎已经把一切他要的都给他了。
She gave him, he will give him a car. He might give him a new house. He gave him all the maids, all the servants that she needs.
他给这个新娘给他车，给他房，给他一切的仆人。
And she might even call him every day.
而且他每天都跟他打电话。
Yet the only thing is you will never see his face again.
但是有一件事，这个新娘却永远不能见到她的新郎。
What kind of a bride is this?
那这个新娘又怎么
样？ Brothers and sisters, if the Lord doesn't come back,
弟兄姐妹们，如果主不再来的话，
we are most all people most miserable.
我们是这地上最悲惨的人。
But thank God,
但是感谢神。
He is the chief shepherd.
他是牧长。
He is coming back again.
因为他还要再来。
All the things that is happening around us,
在我们身上所发生的每一件事，
are the signs of his coming.
都来证明他要再来。
Today, we might have all kinds of things around us.
在我们周围会发生很多事。
All these things will pass away.
这些事都要过去。
Fame will pass away.
我们的名会过去。
Possessions, earthly possessions will pass away.
我们在地上拥有的都要过去。
Because there is only one hope in our hearts, our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在我们心里只能有一个盼望，就是主耶稣他自己。
He is coming back again.
因为他还要再来。
Brothers and sisters, because this is the only thing that can satisfy our heart.
弟兄姐妹们，因为这是唯一一件事可以满足我们的心。
That's why King David said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
所以大卫在那里说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He is the only one.
他是那唯一的。
He is the sovereign one.
他是那有主权的。
He is the one in available.
他是那里一直为我的。
He is my personal shepherd.
他是我个人的牧者。
And he is the what? The good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd.
他是好牧人，他是大牧人，他也是牧长。
If that's the case, then that is the secret of our satisfaction.
如果真是这样的话，这就是我们满足的这个秘诀。
You know, a lot of times when we read Psalms 37 verse 4,
有的时候我们来读诗篇二十三篇第四节。
We have a wrong understanding.
我们有一个错误的理解。
Because Psalm says, if you delight in the Lord, then God will give you the desires of your heart.
那里面讲到，如果我们在神面前蒙喜悦，我们就得着我们所要的一切。
If we had this kind of misunderstanding, if I love the Lord, then I will have a pink Cadillac.
有的时候我们觉得，如果我爱主到一个地步，我就可以有一个粉色的卡迪拉克的车。
If I love the Lord, then I may have a better job.
如果我爱主到一个地步，神会给我一个很好的工作。
You know, if I love the Lord, then I will have had a son.
如果我爱主到一个地步，他会赐给我一个儿子。
Then I might find a wife.
我可以找到一个妻子。
Is this really the what the Bible says?
圣经是这么讲的吗？
Is this because when we love the Lord, then we can have all these outward things?
是不是我们一爱主，这外面的事都给了我们？
But King David said, if you delight in the Lord, you shall have the desires of your heart. God will give you the desires of your heart.
因为大卫在这里讲的是，你如果爱主，你可以得着你心里所渴慕的。
What is really the desire of your heart, brothers and sisters?
那弟兄姐妹们，我们心的渴慕是什么呢？
The deepest desire of your heart is our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们心里面最深的渴慕是主耶稣。
And this little vacuum, this little space in this heart of mine can only be satisfied by one person only, our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们心里面这个空处只有一个人可以满足，就是主耶稣。
And we preach this gospel.
我们来传这样的福音。
We tell these unbelievers, if you don't have Jesus Christ, you will be empty.
我们应该这么讲，这些没信的人，如果你们没有主耶稣的话，你心里是空的。
Yet afterwards, after we preach this gospel,
当我们这样来传福音之后，
after we have tasted that the Lord is good,
让我们来尝尝主他的美善。
Yet we go back to our old manner of life, trying to pursue other things other than God Himself.
然后我们又回到这个世界上来追寻一些我们心里面所喜爱的事情。
We a lot of times we are just like this prodigal son.
我们就像那个浪子一样。
He had enjoyed the warmness in the father's house.
他已经在家里面享受了一切的温暖。
Yet he felt that maybe let me go outside and maybe taste a little bit of the world.
但是他却说，让我离开父家，我到外面去尝一尝外面的滋味。
Yet afterwards they come back empty.
最后他回来的时候，他是空空如也。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of us we are just like that.
弟兄姐妹们，很多时候我们是一样的。
We feel like the Lord is good, yes.
有的时候我们觉得主是好。
Yet maybe there is something else aside from God.
但是在主以外可能还有其他好的。
There might be something that can satisfy my soul.
也许有一些其他可以满足我灵魂的需要。
To such an extent, we even do it in order to at the expense of our children.
有的时候我们甚至这样把孩子都成为一个代价付出去了。
Sometimes we ask our children, go get the highest grade.
有的时候我们跟孩子讲，你去追寻最高的学位。
Oh, do this, do that.
做这样做那样。
So if you had the first honor, then I'm happy.
如果你是在荣誉的上面是得的第，而且是第一位的荣誉，
you know,
那我心里面就满足了。
Our satisfaction doesn't come from God. Our satisfaction we feel like is that our achievement.
我们的心里的满足不是主自己，而是我们自己所得着的，我们所达到的
东西。You know, to such extent we try to have giving a wrong, you know, wrong message to our children.
有的时候我们把这个错误的信息传给孩子们。
Sometimes we ask the parents, how come you don't come, your children didn't come to Friday night's meeting.
有的时候我们问父母，为什么你的孩子周五不来查经呢？
Oh, they're having a party.
因为他有一个孩子们的一个聚集，他要去。
And I said, isn't it, you know, church is more important, right?
难道教会不更重要吗？
But sometimes they said, you know what? Sometimes, brother Lawrence, don't be too old-fashioned.
有的时候他们就跟我说，劳伦斯弟兄，你不要太老套了。
You need to let them, you know, be you know, experience a little bit of the world, so they won't be too naive.
让他们来尝一尝这个世界的滋味，不然他们会太天真了。
You know, when they go there, they will be lost.
然后他们再出到社会，他们就会迷失掉了。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，让我告诉你。
You don't need even to push your children to the world.
你们不要把孩子推到世界。
The world is coming after them.
因为世界迟早要找到他们。
You see everything that they see.
你看到的一切，他们都要看到。
The television shows.
这些电视的节目。
The internet.
这个网。
All is that, but others try to advertise that the world is good.
都在那里讲这个世界有多好。
You don't need even to push them.
你甚至不需要推他们去。
They come knocking at your door.
因为这个世界会来在他们里面敲门。
And yet because of our ignorance, we tell our children, yeah, go there, you know.
但是因为我们的无知，我们跟孩子讲去吧。
Yeah, why not?
为什么不去呢？
Taste a little bit.
来尝一尝吧。
But the thing is, there's a great danger.
但是这里面有极大的危险。
They might taste it.
他们会去尝。
They might get into that pit and never come out again.
他们跌到这个坑里面，再也不会出来。
Brothers and sisters, and we need to only remind ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要来提醒我们自己。
Aside from God Himself, there is no satisfaction.
在神以外，在主以外，没有任何其他的满足。
King David said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." It is real.
当大卫讲说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不是缺乏，这是一个真实的事情。
Today, our satisfaction comes only from Him and Him alone.
今天我们的满足只有从他来。
And you know, when you come to the book of Psalm 23,
让我们看到诗篇二十三篇。
You know, King David tells us the seven names of Jehovah.
在这里，大卫王给我们提到神有七个名字。
And this name really incorporates to who God is to King David.
在这里面，这七个名字告诉我们，对大卫来讲，神是怎样的一位神。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗？
The first one, Jehovah Ra'a.
第一个是耶和华 Ra.
Is with Jehovah is my shepherd.
哦，就是耶和华是我的牧者。
The Jehovah Ra'a, the Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华 Ra 就是说耶和华是我的牧者。
Secondly, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is my provider.
第二，耶和华以勒，以勒是他为我预备。
This is recorded in Genesis 22nd when Abraham offered up Isaac on the altar.
这就是在创世纪第二十二章，当亚伯拉罕献以撒在祭坛上的时候。
And the Lord prepared a ram for Abraham to set.Put on the altar.
这个时候，神预备了一个公羊在那里，为亚伯拉罕预备，让他可以摆在祭坛上。
That's why Abraham called the Lord Jehovah Jireh is the Lord who provide all my need.
所以那个时候，亚伯拉罕称主为耶和华以勒，就是在神的山上必有预备。
Number three, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah it is the Lord that healeth thee.
第三是耶和华拉法，他是医治的神。
It is Exodus chapter 17 verse 26.
这是在出埃及记十七章。
When the Lord told the children of Israel, if you obey my commandments, all the diseases that the Egyptian had suffered will not come unto thee, because it is the Lord who healeth thee.
在那里讲到，耶和华对以色列民说，在埃及人身上的病必不是在你的身上，因为我是你们的拉法，是你们的医治。
Then number four, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah is my peace.
第四，耶和华沙龙，沙龙他是我们的平安。
It is in Judges chapter 6 verse 24.Judges.
在那个士师记第四章。
Number five, Jehovah Shittkenu.
然后第四是耶和华 Shittkenu.
Is Jehovah is my righteousness.
他是我的公义。
Is in Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 6.
是在耶利米书第二十三章第四节。
Then Jehovah Shama, Jehovah ever present.
然后耶和华
Shama.
是他是永无处不在的神。
Ezekiel chapter 48 verse 35。
是以西结书四十八章。
No, I don't want you. I'm not trying to educate you with Hebrew words, okay?
我并不是在这里教大家希腊文。
But the thing is, it is so rich.
但是我跟大家讲的是多么的丰富。
Yeah, it says in number seven, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner.
然后第七，耶和华尼西，他是我的旌旗。
It's Exodus chapter 17, verse 6.
这是出埃及记十七章第四节和第六节。
When Joshua led the children of Israel against the Amalekites.
哦，当那个时候耶稣雅带着以色列人跟亚玛利人征战的时候。
And Moses and Aaron and Hur stood on the mountain after the victory is won, they set up an altar and called Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner.
那时候摩西跟亚伦跟户尔在山上，在这场仗打赢之后，他们在山上就立了一个祭坛，说耶和华尼西，他是我们的旌旗。
And you say, how come all this name is incorporated in the 23rd Psalm? Yes, it is.
那你就要问，难道这七个名字都在这个诗篇二十三篇吗？
When you say the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, Ra.
耶和华是我的牧者，耶和华 Ra.
I shall not want, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides.
我必不至缺乏，耶和华以勒，他是预备的神。
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他是我的平安。
He restoreth my soul, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who healeth thee.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，他是拉法，他是医治。
He led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Jehovah, what? Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord is my righteousness.
他为自己的名引导我走义路，他就是我的公义。
He led me in the path, he set a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在敌人面前，他为我摆设宴席。
Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner.
耶和华尼西，他就是我的旌旗。
You know, even though I walk through the valley of shadow, I shall not fear, for thou art with me. Jehovah, what? Shammah, the Lord ever present.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为他必与我同在。
You know,
这就是他是无所不在的。
You know, King David tried to tell us who this Lord is.
所以在这里，大卫王就告诉我们他所跟随的主是谁。
Not only he's talking about what God can give him.
他不光是说神能够给他什么。
He tried to reveal to us who God is to him as the shepherd.
他是讲的这个牧者对他到底是谁。
Today the question is today is the Lord your shepherd?
今天问题是。耶和华是不是你的牧者
？Brothers and sisters, is the Lord your shepherd?
弟兄姐妹们，神是不是你的牧者
？If you say yes,
如果你说是
，then let me ask you, is this shepherd your Lord?
那这个牧者是不是你的主
？You know, in John chapter 10,
在约翰福音十章
，the Lord told these Pharisees,
是那里主耶稣告诉这些法利赛人
，You are not my sheep.
你们不是我的羊。
You know, but this Pharisee, they are reading the book of Psalms also.
但是这些法利赛人也是读诗篇的人。
They are reading the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd.
他们也读诗篇二十三篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
But it doesn't mean when you say the Lord is my shepherd, then the Lord is your shepherd.
不是说你读过说耶和华是我的牧者就是你的牧者。
Because there is a requirement.
因为有一个要求。
For the Lord to be your shepherd,
有一个要求他才可以做你的主。
Chapter 10 verse 20, John chapter 10 verse 26 to 29 says, My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
在十章二十七节说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
My sheep hears my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。
Do you hear God's voice?
你听不听得到神的声音
？Early in the morning, do you hear His voice?
在早晨清晨起来，你有没有听到他的声音
？When the Lord is telling you something, do you hear His voice?
当神要告诉你一些事情，你有没有听见他的声音
？You know, a lot of times we feel like the Lord should tell us with a loud voice.
有的时候我们觉得神要用大的声音跟我讲话。
But the thing is, a lot of times the Lord speaks with that small voice.
但是很多时候神是用微小的声音。
Do you hear His voice?
你有没有听见他的声音
？You know, it reminds me when Mary was at the tomb crying.
这就让我想到那个玛利亚在墓前哭泣的时候。
Because she doesn't see the body of Jesus anymore.
因为她看到耶稣的尸体不在那里了。
And suddenly the Lord appeared to her.
这个时候主突然向她显现。
He said, "Woman, why weepest thou?"
她说：“妇人，你为什么哭泣呢？”
Then Mary, because of his grief, he thought that this was a gardener.
然后玛利亚在她的悲伤里面，她以为是园丁。
So she was not so clear.
他那时候不清楚。
So he said, "Tell me where you put the body, and I'll take him."
他就说：“先生，你告诉我，你把他的尸体放在哪里，我去取来。”
What did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么讲
？Just say one word.
耶稣就讲一个词
，Mary，
玛利亚。
Mary，
玛利亚。
Outwardly, maybe Mary was so filled with tears she cannot see clearly who the Lord is.
在外面，也许玛利亚什么都看不清，她眼里都是泪水。
But she heard the voice of the Lord, Mary.
但是他听到神主的声音叫他玛利亚。
Immediately she know this is the Lord.
马上他知道这是。
Today, brothers and sisters, is the Lord? Does the Lord calls your name?
弟兄姐妹，这是今天来呼叫你名的
主吗？ Because my sheep hears my voice and I know them.
因为我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们。
In our walk with the Lord, had the Lord called you by your name?
当我们与神同行的时候，你有没有曾经听到主叫你的名字？
Do you hear His voice?
你有没有听过他的声音？
Then thirdly, my sheep follows me.
如果听到的话，我的羊跟着我。
Speak about His lordship over us.
就是讲到他在我们身上来做主。
When He is really your shepherd,
如果他真是你的牧者，
are we subject to Him?
我们有没有降服在他下面？
Where, can we say, Lord, where you lead, I will follow.
你可不可以跟主讲，你住在哪里，我也住在哪里？
What you said counts. What I said doesn't count.
如果你说这件事不重要，那我就不在乎。
If this is really our case,
这是不是我们的光景？
Then the Lord is our shepherd.
那他就是我们的牧
者。Why? Because it is a personal relationship.
为什么？因为这是一个个人的关系。
It is a love relationship.
这是一个爱的关系。
Nothing can break this down.
没有任何的东西可以打破这个关系。
If the Lord is our shepherd,
如果他是我们的牧者，
it is a personal relationship.
这是一个个人的关系。
Number two.
第二，
it is a permanent relationship.
这是一个永远的关系。
Because the Bible said, I gave them eternal life.
因为在圣经里面讲，我把永生赐给他们。
Eternal life.
永生。
You know, our salvation is not a flip-flop salvation.
我们的这个救恩不是那个得着可能又失去的。
When we gained him as life, we had an eternal life from God.
当我们得着他的时候，就已经得着从神来的生命。
This physical body might be lost.
这个物质的身体总要失去的。
But this spirit is saved because we have eternal life in God.
但我们的灵魂是得救的，因为我们是属于这个永远的。
This is a permanent relationship.
这是一个永远的关系。
Because it is a life relationship.
因为这是一个永远的生命的关系。
Lastly,
最后，
it is a protected relationship.
这是一个被保守的关系。
He says here, no one can pluck you out of my hand, and no one can pluck you out of my father's hand.
因为这里讲，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去，也不能从父的手里把他们夺去。
This is wonderful.
这是一个多么奇妙的事情。
That is the reason why I choose this hymn.
这就是为什么我来选这个诗
歌。Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
哦，这是为什么我选刚才那首诗歌，就是耶稣是我的，我有把握。
We are so assured.
我们是如此的有确据。
That our salvation will never be lost.
我们的救恩永不会失去。
Because it is a permanent relationship.
因为这是一个永远的关系。
It is a personal relationship.
这是一个永远的关系。
It is a protected relationship.
这是一个被保守的关系。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 says.
在彼得前书第一章第六节。
All of this what God has promised us.
所有这些神所应许的
our status in Christ or our position in Christ,
我们在主里面所得着的这些产业
or who we are in Christ,
我们在主耶稣里面所事的
our inheritance,
我们所有的这些产业
our relationship with him,
我们与他的关系
are all protected by the power of God,
都是被神的能力所保守
so King David said, the Lord is my shepherd, we echo together, the Lord is my shepherd.
所以当大卫这么讲耶和华是我的牧者愿意我们来回应耶和华是我的牧者
one time there's a little girl,
有一次有一个小女孩
She tried to memorize the Psalm 23rd.
她就在那里试着来背诗篇23篇
It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right?
她就说应该是耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏
But she misquoted it.
然后她就读错了
She said, the Lord is my shepherd, I got all I want.
她说耶和华是我的牧者我想要什么就得什么
Quite funny, quite funny in it.
听起来很可笑
But
是不是
it is real thing.
但这是真的
When the Lord is our shepherd,
当耶和华是我的牧者
I got all I want.
我得着我所要的一切
I am content in him and him alone.
在他里面只有在他里面我得着完全的满足
you can give me the whole world.
你可以把整个世界都给我
It will never satisfy my heart.
也满足不了我的心
Because there's only one person which I love.
只有一个人是我所爱的
It is all, there's one person we love and adore.
就是一个我们所爱所
敬仰 It is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
因为耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
主啊，我们为你今天向着我们的讲话感谢你。
We thank you, you are our shepherd.
我们感谢你，你是我们的牧者。
In you, we are satisfied and content.
在你里面，我们满足。
Lord, continue to remind us.
求你继续来提醒我们。
That one day all these things in the world will pass away.
总有一天，这世上和世上所有的都要
过去。Only you will remain forever.
只有你是永远长存的。
Lord, give us a heart to continue to pursue after you.
给我们一个心，可以一直来追随你。
Lord, continue to speak in our hearts.
主啊，继续在我们心里讲话。
That our satisfaction only comes from you and you alone.
让我们的满足是唯有从你而来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.